Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, and yes, even foes in the family. And, of course, the standing between the living and the dead. Prayer, devotional, memorial, service, family members. Beloved, this is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House daily reading of the chronological Bible, starting way back on the day after Thanksgiving last year. This is episode number 304, where I simply read the Holy Bible in the King James Version each day in chronological order with my family and with you. This unique viewpoint allows us to read the whole Bible as a single story and to see the unfolding of God's plan in history. Today we are reading 1 Samuel chapter 19. Let's pray. Holy Father God in heaven, hallowed be your name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your grace, your love, and your mercy. And Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, your Holy Spirit, and your Holy Word, and for all of the millions and manifold blessings that you have bestowed upon us. And Lord, we praise you and we thank you for salvation and spiritual, family and life, mental and physical, protection and provision, financial and material blessings, and all other blessings that you have bestowed upon us down through the years. And we give you the glory and the praise and the honor, for all of it is due your name. Lord, help everyone here to pray, everyone, Lord, out there to pray, and Lord, help us to truly, for those of us who are saved, to confess our sins, our failures, and our faults unto you. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive us, Lord, of our sins, as we from our hearts, by your grace, forgive those, Lord, who have sinned against us. And, Lord, we, by your grace, Lord, we do what you did on the cross, and we pray, forgive them, for they know not what they do. All of the Judases, all of the Sanballats, all of the Tobiases, all of the Jezebels, Lord, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And have continued mercy and grace upon us, and please forgive us, Lord, of our sins. And we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would thwart all of their plots and all of their plans. And we pray that in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you would give us sweet victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil. I pray today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, wash and cleanse us afresh and anew, and make us whiter than snow through your precious blood, Lord Jesus, and give us constant victory over sin and evil. And grant us your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit to love right, live right, think right, and do that which is pleasing in your sight. And deliver each and every one of us, Lord, from temptation, evil, and sin today. And no matter what the situation, grant us your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit to love right, live right, think right, and do that which is pleasing in your sight. And crucify our flesh, the old man within us, and fill us, for those of us who are saved, with the fullness and the power of your Holy Spirit to do your will and not ours throughout this day, throughout our lives. We pray that you would pave the way for us and open up doors for us that no man can shut. And Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ as we read your holy word today, here at the beginning of the day, that you would cast out the devil and the demons of hell and the satanic demonic spirit of Judas, Jezebel, Sanballat, and Tobias out of the hearts and minds and lives of the people who have that problem here and who have that problem elsewhere, across the country and around the globe, in churches and so-called churches. Lord, we pray that you would rebuke and bind our enemy, the devil, and his demons and his hosts. Lord, from our time around your holy word and from our lives throughout this day, place upon us the whole armor of God. Surround us with the band of your holy angels, a wall of your holy fire. Cover us and cleanse us through the blood of Christ, and give us sweet victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil, and foes who are even in the family. And Lord, give us sweet victory over every Judas and every Jezebel, every Sanballat, every Tobias. And Holy Father God, drive not only these demon spirits out of their lives and save their souls, but drive these demonic sins that these spirits produce: pride, stubbornness, rebelliousness, treachery, lying, dishonesty, hatred, bitterness, bad attitudes, and bad spirits, hindrance, distraction, sabotage, and betrayal. Lord, break these demonic spirits out of their lives and cast them out. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I do pray so that your holy gospel will go forward unhindered. And Holy Father God, we pray that you will have all of us who name the name of Jesus Christ to humble ourselves and to pray and to seek your face and to turn from our wicked ways and to get back to you, our first love, and help all of us to be faithful, Lord, to you each and every day like you are to us. And Lord, we pray for the salvation of the lost, for the revival of the saved, for the healing of the sick, for the comfort of the grieving, Lord, in this world, all over the world. And it is a comfort, Lord, to be able to pray to you and knowing that you know everybody's name in the world and the number of hairs on their heads. And so, Lord, we thank you that praying to you, we are confident that you hear and answer our prayers in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray also for these prayers to be answered for this country, for our communities, for our families, from our churches, and for our individual lives. And Lord, we pray this morning afresh and anew that you would deliver each and every one of us, Lord, from all of our distresses and afflictions, troubles and problems and fears and anxieties. Lord, lift our burdens. Fill us with your peace that passes all understanding, your joy unspeakable. Help us not to worry or fret about anything, those of us who are saved. And Lord, we pray that you deliver each and every one of us from tribulations and troubles and trials and temptations and tests and tensions. And Holy Father God, deliver us also, Lord, from all spiritual and mental, physical and emotional, family, life, student loan debts, student progress problems. And Lord, deliver millions from housing crisis, food crisis, medical crisis, and utility crisis today across this country and around the globe. And some people are in far worse situations, like the Haitian people who came across sea and walked and marched with babies and tents on their backs and all of their belongings out. In these modern times, like the Israelites marched from Egypt through the wilderness. So Lord, you know all about it better than we do, and you can do more than what we can ask. And so Lord, and you know what everybody needs before they ask, and we thank you for that comfort. And we also pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would bless and protect our family and all other families that name the name of Christ. We pray for the salvation for all other families, but we pray that you protect us from ourselves, our flesh, and the devil, and from the demons of hell, and from evil people in the family, evil people in the church, and evil people in the world. In Jesus Christ's name I do pray. The Lord place upon us the whole armor of God. Surround us with the band of your holy angels and a wall of your holy fire. Cover us and cleanse us through the blood of Christ, and make us to be whiter than snow, and give us sweet victory, Lord, throughout this day. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, Lord, give me your strength, your energy, your unction, and your anointing, and the power of your Holy Spirit to read and to comprehend and to understand your holy word, and do the same for everyone under the sound of my voice and others as well. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great pleasure to read in your hearing, "Thus saith the Lord." Thus saith the Lord, the word of God. At 1 Samuel chapter 19. And Saul spake to Jonathan his son, and to all his servants, that they should kill David. But Jonathan, Saul's son, delighted much in David. And Jonathan told David, saying, "Saul, my father, seeketh to kill thee. Now therefore, I pray thee, take heed to thyself until the morning, and abide in a secret place and hide thyself. And I will go out and stand beside my father in the field where thou art, and I will commune with my father of thee, and what I see, that I will tell thee. And Jonathan spake good of David unto Saul his father, and said unto him, Let not the king sin against his servant, against David, because he hath not sinned against thee, and because his works have been to thee ward very good. For he did put his life in his hand, and slew the Philistine, and the Lord wrought a great salvation for all Israel. Thou sawest it, and didst rejoice. Wherefore then wilt thou sin against innocent blood, to slay David without a cause? And Saul hearkened unto the voice of Jonathan, and Saul sware, as the Lord liveth, he shall not be slain. And Jonathan called David, and Jonathan showed him all those things, and Jonathan brought David to Saul, and he was in his presence as in times past. And there was war again, and David went out and fought with the Philistines, and slew them with a great slaughter, and they fled from him. And the evil spirit from the Lord was upon Saul, as he sat in his house with his javelin in his hand, and David played with his hand. And Saul sought to smite David even to the wall with the javelin, but he slipped away out of Saul's presence, and he smote the javelin into the wall, and David fled and escaped that night. Saul also sent messengers unto David's house to watch him and to slay him in the morning. And Michal, David's wife, told him, saying, If thou save not thy life tonight, tomorrow thou shalt be slain. So Michal let David down through a window, and he went and fled and escaped. And Michal took an image and laid it in the bed, and put a pillow of goat's hair for his bolster, and covered it with a cloth. And when Saul sent messengers to take David, she said, He is sick. And Saul sent the messengers again to see David, saying, Bring him up to me in the bed, that I may slay him. And when the messengers were come in, behold, there was an image in the bed, with a pillow of goat's hair for his bolster. And Saul said unto Michal, Why hast thou deceived me so, and sent away mine enemy, that he is escaped? And Michal answered Saul, He said unto me, Let me go. Why should I kill thee? So David fled and escaped, and came to Saul to Ramah, and told him all that Saul had done to him. Verse 18. So David fled and escaped and came to Samuel to Ramah and told him all that Saul had done to him. And he and Samuel went and dwelt in Naoth. And it was told Saul, saying, Behold, David is at Naoth in Ramah. And Saul sent messengers to take David. And when they saw the company of the prophets prophesying, and Samuel standing as appointed over them, the Spirit of God was upon the messengers of Saul, and they also prophesied. And when it was told Saul, he sent other messengers, and they prophesied likewise. And Saul sent messengers again the third time, and they prophesied also. Then went he also to Ramah, and came to a great well that is in Sekou. And he asked and said, Where are Samuel and David? And one said, Behold, they be at Naoth in Ramah. And he went thither to Naoth in Ramah, and the Spirit of God was upon him also. And he went on and prophesied until he came to Naoth in Ramah. And he stripped off his clothes also and prophesied before Samuel in like manner, and lay down naked all that day and all that night. Wherefore, they say, Is Saul also among the prophets? Shall we pray? Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your holy word. Help us to remember it throughout this day. Help us to meditate on it. Help us to apply it to our lives. Help us to love it more, respect it more, and cherish it more. And Lord, fill us and use us to teach others in a discipleship way, and to preach and proclaim your holy gospel from your holy word. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, in brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ our Lord, family, friends, and foes, and even foes in the family. And of course, to the standing between the living and the dead service family members worldwide. Beloved, this is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House family devotional reading of Charles Haddon Spurgeon's Treasury of David. This is episode number 65. And we're at now Psalm 8:1. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all of the earth. Who hast set thy glory above the heavens? Unable to express the glory of God, the psalmist utters a note of exclamation, O Jehovah, our Lord. We need not wonder at this, for no heart can measure, no tongue can utter the half of the greatness of Jehovah. The whole creation is full of his glory, and radiant with the excellency of his power, his goodness and his wisdom are manifested on every hand. The countless myriads of terrestrial beings, from man the head to the creeping worm at the foot, are all supported and nourished by the divine bounty. The solid fabric of the universe leans upon his eternal arm. Universally is he present. Universally is he present, and everywhere is his name excellent. God worketh ever and everywhere. There is no place where God is not. The miracles of his power await us on all sides. Traverse the silent valleys where the rocks enclose you on either side, rising like the battlements of heaven, till you can see but a strip of the blue sky far overhead. You may be the only traveler who has passed through that glen. The bird may start up affrighted, and the moss may tremble beneath the first tread of human foot. But God is there in a thousand wonders, upholding yon rocky barriers, filling the flower cups with their perfume, and refreshing the lonely pines with the breath of his mouth. Descend, if you will, into the lowest depths of the ocean, where undisturbed the water sleeps and the very sand is motionless in unbroken quiet. But the glory of the Lord is there, revealing its excellence in the silent palace of the sea. Borrow the wings of the morning and fly to the uttermost parts of the sea, but God is there. Mount to the highest heaven or dive into the deepest hell, and God is in both, hemmed in everlasting song or justified in terrible vengeance. Everywhere and in every place, God dwells and is manifestly at work. Nor on earth alone is Jehovah extolled, for his brightness shines forth in the firmament above the earth. His glory exceeds the glory of the starry heavens. Above the region of the stars, he hath set fast his everlasting throne. And there he dwells in light ineffable. Let us adore him who alone spreadeth out the heavens and treadeth upon the waves of the sea, who maketh Arcturus, Orion, Pleiades, and the chambers of the south. We can scarcely find more fitting words than those of Nehemiah. Thou, even thou, art Lord alone. Thou hast made heaven the heaven of heavens, with all their host, the earth, and all things that are therein, the seas and all that is therein, and thou preservest them all, and the host of heaven worshipeth thee. Returning to the text, we are led to observe that this psalm is addressed to God, because none but the Lord himself can fully know his own glory. The believing heart is ravished with what it sees, but God only knows the glory of God. What a sweetness lies in the little word, our. How much is God's glory endeared to us when we consider our interest in Him as our Lord. How excellent is thy name. No words can express that excellency, and therefore it is left as a note of exclamation. The very name of Jehovah is excellent. What must His person be? Note the fact that even the heavens cannot contain His glory. It is set above the heavens, since it is and ever must be too great for the creature to express. When wandering among the Alps, we felt that the Lord was infinitely greater than all His grandest works, and under that feeling we roughly wrote these few lines. Yet in all these, how great soever they be, we see not Him. The glass is all too dense and dark, or else our earth-born eyes too dim. Yon Alps that lift their heads above the clouds and hold familiar converse with the stars are dust at which the balance trembleth not, compared with His divine immensity. The snow-crowned summits fail to set Him forth who dwelleth in eternity and bears alone the name of High and Lofty One. Depths unfathomed are too shallow to express the wisdom and the knowledge of the Lord. The mirror of the creatures has no space to bear the image of the infinite. 'Tis true the Lord hath fairly writ His name and set His seal upon creation's brow, but as the skillful potter much excels the vessel which he fashions on the wheel, even so, but in proportion greater far, Jehovah's self transcends His noblest works. Earth's ponderous wheels would break her axle snap if frightened with the load of deity. Space is too narrow for the eternal's rest, and time too short a footstool for His throne. Even avalanche and thunder lack a voice to utter the full volume of His praise. How then can I declare Him? Where are words with which my glowing tongue may speak His name? Silent I bow, and humbly I adore. Shall we pray? Holy Father God, we thank You for this journey this morning in this devotional based upon a book, Psalms, a book that many, many millions have read for their devotional time, including us. And we thank You for those days. Lord, I cannot thank You enough for those days when we read through the Psalms. And amazingly, Lord, it always seemed so quickly, but very powerful. And we thank You so much for this time with Your servant, Charles Hatton Spurgeon. He being dead, yet speaketh and still helps. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. We give You all of the glory, praise, and honor, for all of it is due Your name. Amen. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to do something we always do in the standing between the living and the dead. service, and that is read what I call the family verses. Today we're just going to read three. We have 10 verses to read this time around, as far as the verses being grouped together. So turn your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10, 11, and 12. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. In dealing with your family, husbands and wives, fathers and mothers, and by the way, what a privilege it is and what an honor it is for God to make you a husband and to make you a wife. For those of you who are women, we're not talking to the strange crowd that can call a man a wife and a woman a husband and other demonic foolishness. But it is a privilege and an honor to be called a husband and to be called a wife in the right biblical setting. It's a privilege and an honor to be called a father and a mother, and to be a part of a family, including the children. It's a blessing to be born into the world and to be a child and to be a teenager and so forth. This is the will of God. This is what God told us to do. Be fruitful and multiply. And I still say that the most powerful institution on earth, outside of the church, is the family. If you trace history, you'll see that God has used families very powerfully to change the world and to move the world. But what you need to keep in mind, if you're trying to raise a Christian family, is that the devil hates you and your family, and he can't stand it because God created it. It is the first institution of all time, the family unit, and the devil hates it, and so he loves destroying it. And he loves destroying it by making you think he does not exist, that only your wife exists, that only your husband exists, that only your rebellious child exists. And you focus in on each other, and you devour one another, and you destroy one another. Not realizing the devil is using all of you to destroy yourselves. And this is why so many families don't make it and don't reach that strand of land where they begin to reap the benefits and the blessings if they were faithful and obedient to the Word of God. And so with that, due to the fact that I have to preach here shortly, we're going to move on and do something else we do in the standing between the living and the dead service. And that is pray for others. And we'll pick up there tomorrow if the Lord tarries his coming and we live. By the way, I hope you had a great Lord's Day. Let's pray for others. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we pray for the salvation of the lost, the revival of the saved, the healing of the sick, the comfort of the grieving according to your will and way in and all around the world, in our nation, in our communities, in our churches, in our families, and in our individual lives. And Holy Father God, I pray for those of us, Lord, who name the name of Christ around the globe. Help us, Lord, to humble ourselves, to pray, to seek your face, and to turn from our wicked ways, and to repent, and to get back to you, our first love. I thank you, Lord, for leading me to combine two verses, two passages of Scripture, to help us to pray in the right way and to get us to where you want us to be in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. And Lord, have mercy and grace upon those of us who claim to be Christians, and forgive us of our wicked and ungodly sins of disobeying your great commandment and your great commission. And Lord, we pray for the President of the United States and his administration, and all people who are in the ministry of government, as you have commanded us to. It doesn't matter to us whether the people are Republicans, Democrat, white or black, red or yellow. You told us, you commanded us to pray for them. And so, Lord, help us to be obedient to you, save their souls, change their lives, cast the devil and the demons of hell out of their lives, fill them with your Holy Spirit, help them to read your holy word and to follow your instructions. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray the same prayer not only for the people, the government in this country, but around the globe. And Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would protect and lead, guide, and direct, and grant, Lord, your grace in their trying hours and in their dying hours if necessary for your persecuted Christian people all around the globe. Place upon them the whole armor of God. In Jesus Christ's name, we continue to pray now, Lord, for all people who are hurting, going all the way back from last year, who have lost loved ones, shockingly, to the coronavirus plague. Comfort them as only you can, and draw them to yourself for salvation. And we pray for the family and friends of Italian Archbishop Oscar Rosato. We pray for the family and friends of South Carolina mother Ashley Bennett. We pray for the family and friends of Florida Teachers Assistant Jean Martin. We pray for the family and friends of Ohio State Trooper Bradley Huffman. We pray for the family and friends of South Carolina Police Officer Edward Ma Corella. And Lord, we pray for the pastor in North Carolina, in Greensboro, North Carolina, who has died from the coronavirus plague. We pray, Lord, also for some prayer requests, and we pray for the thousands of folks who have sent in prayer requests down through the years, and we thank you for hearing and answering their prayers, many prayers, down through the years according to your will. And we pray now that you would hear and answer their prayers now, and hear and answer our prayers for them. And we pray, Lord, for salvation and spiritual, family and life, financial and material protection and provision, mental and physical blessings upon all of these people and their families. And we pray for a few by name, some new prayer requests that have come in. We pray for Inez, for her to grow closer to you, for her daughter Cassante and her son-in-law Anton to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. Deliver her niece who is suffering from depression. Heal her nephew from mental illness. We pray for Javon, Tina, Rick, Gino, Shania, Cassante, Ben, Anton to give their hearts to you. Lord, we pray for Pastor Bushibi and his new prayer requests. Please work a divine miracle for them today to replace the water well, pump, and the electricity meter, office, copier, and desktop computer that got blown away in a storm. Help them to continue to depend on you. and to trust in you. And Lord, we thank you for the many prayers that have been answered for them down through the years. We pray for Dilip. Please work things out in his favor. Give him a complete turnaround. Bless him with health and wealth, well-being, a great career, and healthy relationships. We pray for Kanisha. Please get her out of the bad relationship she is in and break all soul ties she has to it. We pray for Arlene. Please bless her with a great place to stay. Bless her with good health and save her soul. And now, Lord, we pray for all of the people who have gotten saved through the ministry down through the years. And we pray, Lord, for the thousands who have trusted your Savior. And we pray that you'll help them to grow in the faith and be the Christians that you want them to be. We pray for Spencer. We pray for Tom. We pray for Peter. We pray for Charles. We pray for Zane. And now, Lord, we pray for all of the people who have recommitted their lives to Christ. Help them to grow in the faith and be the Christians you want them to be. And we pray first for the people who have done this in the thousands. And even though we do not give an invitation for this, but you have touched upon the hearts of these people to say, hey, we're out here, we heard you preach the gospel and God's word, and I'm already saved, but I want to come back to the Lord. And we thank you for your power in doing that. We have nothing really to do with that. We pray for Esmeralda, Alu, Bukola, Minimal, Rose, and Kelvin, and many more. Lord, we commit these souls into your hands and let your will be done in their lives and in ours. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for your sake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, the standing between the living and the dead family, may God bless you. Make sure you pray without ceasing throughout this day. Keep your heart and mind stayed on the Lord, and He'll keep you in perfect peace. We'll see you next time. If the Lord should tarry His coming and we live, God bless. Now, dear friend, if you are with us today, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world," these are the words of Jesus Christ, "God so loved the world," that means that if you are in this world, God loves you, "that He gave His only begotten Son," God gave up His only begotten Son, "to suffer and to bleed and to die on the cross for your sins. He shed innocent blood on the cross for your sins, because Jesus Christ never committed a sin in word, in thought, in attitude, or in deed." Yes, you can have a sinful attitude. "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son up to suffer and to bleed and to die on the cross for our sins," however, our lies, our stealing, our lusting after people and things, coveting after people and things, what other people have, our disrespect and dishonor and disobedience and having bad attitudes towards our parents, our taking God's name in vain, and so many other sins. These are just five of the Ten Commandments. If we have broke one of them, we have broken the whole law according to the Bible. Jesus died for all of our wickedness and all of our sins. "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son," Jesus Christ, He was speaking of Himself, "that whosoever believeth in Him," the word "whosoever" means anybody at any time. The word "believeth" means to trust in, to have faith in Him, Jesus Christ, "should not perish," that is, you will not go to hell, but have everlasting life. So, dear friend, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ today so that you can be saved from the torments of hell. For the Bible teaches that once you die unsaved, if you die without believing in Christ, you will immediately wake up in the torments of hell. If you want to avoid that and wake up in heaven and in the arms of Jesus Christ, if you will, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ down here. For the Bible says in Romans 10:9-13 that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven. It's very simple to be saved, very easy to be saved, contrary to what people will tell you. You don't have to be in a church building to get saved. You don't have to join a church to get saved. You don't have to get baptized to get saved. You don't have to give any money to the church to get saved. You don't have to shake the preacher's hand. You don't have to raise your hand. You don't have to walk down the aisle. You don't have to do anything to get saved but believe in Jesus Christ and call on his name and pray and ask him to save you. And he will do so, my beloved. If he did it for me, he'll do it for you. So believe in your heart. Only you can do that. That Jesus Christ suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day. Pray with me the sinner's prayer. Repeat after me phrase by phrase and mean it from your heart. Let's pray. Holy Father God in heaven, I acknowledge that I am a wicked sinner. And I admit that I have broken your Ten Commandments. I have indeed committed some of those sins that were mentioned earlier by the preacher. And Holy Father God, I admit that I deserve to go to hell just like a criminal deserves to go to jail. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my crimes and sins. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and into my spirit and save my soul. As I now believe with all of my heart in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried and rose on the third day. And Lord, I do not understand it all, but I thank you for it all. And I believe it all. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and into my spirit and save my soul. And change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. And help me to truly repent of my sins past. And to truly repent of my sins present. And to turn from my evil life. And to follow you, Lord Jesus, in the new life. For it is in your name I do pray. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you just believed in the Lord Jesus Christ with all of your heart, as your Lord and Savior, and you prayed that prayer with me and you meant it from your heart, I declare to you that based upon the Word of God, the Holy Bible, that I just shared with you, you are now saved from hell and you're on your way to heaven. Welcome to the family of God, dear friend. I want to congratulate you on doing the most important thing in life. And that is believing in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ Jesus, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my book titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John chapter 10, verse 9, and this is what the book title is based on. I am the door, Jesus Christ said. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Ladies and gentlemen, until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you, is my prayer.